Amy, who's calling us from Seattle. Hi, Amy.
Oh, hi, Dr. Wright. I don't have Hashimoto's, but I am taking medication for my thyroid, and I'm wondering how important is the free T4 and free T3 test?
All right. Well, that was answered for us by a professor from Glasgow. His name was Dennis St. John O'Reilly, mm-hmm. and what he told us very emphatically with a lot of backup was that the free T4 was the most important of all the measurements, far and away more important than... I'm sorry, I said that wrong, ma'am.
Free T3.
The free T3. Far more important than the TSH or the free T4. Yeah, it is nice to get them all done just to see, but he pointed out that that plus the clinical evaluation according to symptoms or no symptoms was really the way to go. And I'm not sure if you can find that for free downloadable online. But when that was published in 2010, that really helped get medical boards off natural medicine doctors' backs because they were thinking that, oh my goodness, thou shalt never prescribe thyroid unless the TSH is off. And Dr. Dennis St. John O'Reilly managed to destroy that myth with his review of the development of the TSH test.
Now, when you're on Armour Thyroid, what should your value be? Mine is 2.6 on the free T3.
Well, they always give you a normal range, ma'am, and that
yeah.
sounds like it might be low in the normal range.
Yeah, is that okay? I mean, do you recommend doing anything? I get iodine in my diet, so I'm not low on iodine. I get selenium.
Well, what is the normal range on that?
On that one
bit?
Is 2 to 4.4.
And you're at 2.6?
Uh-huh.
It could be a bit more robust, but it is quite okay for a normal everyday function.
And if you were
a Gold Star athlete, I might look for better.
Well, I do work out a lot, so.
Yay!
So, do you get a reverse T3? Is any of that important?
The reverse T3 is more and more important because what drives it up the most are the toxic elements. And
sure.
As you know, the reverse T3 blocks the action of the free T3. And
mm-hmm.
occasionally somebody will have a free T3 that looks okay, but they're still giving symptoms of their thyroid's too weak, and so we'll check that reverse T3, and in some cases, what do you know, it's too high. And you see, that's not a thyroid issue, in a matter of speaking. It's not, because it's caused by toxic elements. And yet, since it blocks the free T3, well, we definitely do have a thyroid issue because of these toxic elements over there, so we got to get the toxic elements out. And then what do you know, the free T3 goes down into the usual, and people feel better.
Well, it's good to know. Well, you've been very helpful.
Well, ma'am, thank you for doing your reading and working on keeping yourself healthy. That is the only way that any of us are going to make it to our maximum lifespan is just working on keeping that bod going.
You're right.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, bye.